Good Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos, and we are counting up. We are getting ready for another beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is sponsored generously by Menuchah Tzipora Fishman, as a Schutz Chai Rivka Bat Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, and Rabbi Yaakov C. Ben David Aryeh. Thank you for being with us for another Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos as we get ready. Am Yisrael Chai. Our Parsha Tzav, ends with an instruction that's relevant for us all year round, turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. And that is the following. The Torah tells us, when Pesach Olmoed lo seitzu shivas yamim, ad yimei yom melos yimei amilum, ke shivas yamim yimali es yetchem. The Kohanim were obligated to arrive at the Olmoed, to stay outside of the Mishkan, the tent of the meeting. For 7 days there was a inauguration, there was an ordination, there was the initiation that took place for 7 days. Why 7 days? What is included in 7 days? And from this, Rashi already quotes that we learn that Kohen Gadol, the high priest, was secluded 7 days before Yom Kippur. He prepared, he got ready, because in Kedusha B'Yachana, there can't be holiness without preparation. We can't go into Shabbos without getting ready, without preparing, without making an effort, without initiating. You can't stumble in, you don't trip in, you don't fall into something holy. You're not transformed by it. But a person needs to prepare, a person needs to get ready, a person needs to initiate, a person needs to make an effort. The Halakha Nesiv HaShalom, the great Slonim Rebbe, says there's something more here, and it's relevant to us each and every week to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Says the Halakha Slonim Rebbe, Od Inyan Shivas Yamim, Ki B'Shivas Yamim Yesh Gam Es Yom HaShabbos. The notion of a 7 day initiation, orientation, the 7 days always includes with it a Shabbos. V'zos Kadesh HaTavor Aleim Shabbos Kodesh. And the reason is a person needs to experience Shabbos in order to really get ready, in order to initiate. In order to launch, you need to have a Shabbos. Why do you need to have a Shabbos to launch? So if you would have asked me, I'd say, because you need to rest, you need to shluf, you need to get ready. So Shabbos is Makor Bracha. Shabbos is a great day that is the source of all blessing. Why? Because on Shabbos, a person rests. Long Shabbos is now, a person can shluf. You get a long Shabbos nap on Shabbos afternoon, and that's what helps you get ready. That's what prepares you to launch, I would have thought. Says the Slonim Rebbe, it goes much, much deeper than that. Much deeper. He quotes the following. Shabbos is called the beginning of Mikrei Kodesh. Yehudi harotze lios nikra el kedusha, yaschal mishabbos, shi tchila lemikrei kodesh. Shabbos is called tchila lemikrei kodesh. If you long for, if you have an ambition or drive for holiness or sanctity, you want to become something big, better, then it begins with Shabbos. Why? Because you shluf? Because you nap? No. B'Shabbos mesuga Yehudi levatal atzma l'Hashem Yisbarach. Because on Shabbos, a Jew nullifies themselves to Hashem. On Shabbos, a Jew surrenders to Hashem. On Shabbos, a Jew submits to Hashem. All week long, we're trying to conquer the world. All week long, we're trying to maneuver and manipulate the world. All week long, we're trying to make another deal. All week long, we're trying to get done another chore, another task, another to-do, and more technology. Shabbos, we rest. Shabbos comes, bittel. Shabbos comes and we say, Hashem, you win. You're in charge, you're in control. We surrender to you. V'koach ha'izbatlas Hashem yizbarach ma'ashem margish atzmo ka'ayin ve'efes hu koach kedusha amol Yehudi b'chol matzav shu nimtza. That's the initiation, the ultimate orientation, the ultimate thing that gets us ready for whatever endeavor, whatever task, whatever project, whatever new thing we're going to start in life, is to first realize it's not about me. Hashem, I am your agent. I am your puppet. I'm your steward. Hashem, you're in charge, you're in control. I'm just your shliach. So what gets us ready? What puts us in that mindset? What prepares us? What gets us to that place of bittul, to nullify, to submit, to surrender, is Shabbos. Is Shabbos, to experience a Shabbos. Ha'ara Shabbos kodesh ha'idei koach is batlas. That's what the Baal Shem Tov, the Halakha Baal Shem Tov says. The Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Kuf Gimel tells us, Meis be'erev Shabbos, simen yafelo. If a person dies, if a person expires, if a person leaves this world on Erev Shabbos, it's a good sign. It's a good sign. Erev Shabbos, scramble, rush to do a funeral, a burial. Meis be'erev Shabbos, dying on Erev Shabbos, that's a simen yafa, that's a good sign. Kasha mabo chazal amdenu. Moreover, why is the Chazal noting that something's good and it's out of our control? It's out of our power. It's a good thing to leave this world on an Erev Shabbos. We get to choose. We get to schedule it. We get to sign up. It's not up to us when we leave this world. So what's the point in saying it's a good thing, it's a simen yafeh? Perish,
Says the Baal Shem Tov, says the holy Baal Shem Tov, Kasher Yehudi Omed Be'erev Shabbos, when a Jew on Erev Shabbos, we're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos, when a Jew on Erev Shabbos stops, umizbonin, and is contemplative, Shinehu Tzorch Likanes La'orosh HaShabbos, Umasha Yeches La'or Shabbos, Atzasa Shia Meis Be'erev Shabbos. You know, a Jew says, we're going into Shabbos. Shabbos is Makor Bracha, it's Tachlas L'mais Bereshis. Shabbos is the essence, the purpose of it all. Shabbos is the source of all blessing. Who am I? And what am I? And how am I going to tap into Shabbos? The answer is, do you know how you turn your Friday into Erev Shabbos? Meis be'Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, take a moment and think and be contemplative. Sit in your kitchen, go for a walk, in your car on your way home from work, in the shower getting ready for Shabbos, and say to yourself, you know what? Ich bin a gurnisht. I'm a nothing. I'm going into Shabbos. I'm going to stop all that work. The Shavas. I'm going to stop. I'm going to experience Shabbos. Shishis yamim tasa malachtecha. 6 days I've been working, 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 running, 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 going, going, going. Stop. Erev Shabbos is about stop. I'm going to nullify. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to submit. I'm going to be mace pe Erev Shabbos. What is my mission and my work on Erev Shabbos? Is to be mace. Is to nullify. Is to stop. Is to turn off that noise. Is to surrender. Is to recognize he's in charge. He's in control. I'm done trying to manipulate the world. Shivatal atzma legamrei kemeis. She'en boi ko yeshus. V'ubotol kain ve'efes l'Hashem yizbarach. V'zeo simen yafel likanis l'kedushas Shabbos. The best way to go into Shabbos is to say, it's all you, Hashem, not me. I'm going to stop. I'm going to cease. I'm going to turn off that noise. Koach or Shabbos kodesh nosen or liyudi she'mesuga levatal atzmo. That's the light of Shabbos gives us that power. The light of Shabbos gives us that capacity. The light of Shabbos encourages us to be mace be'erev Shabbos. That's our mission. That's our mandate. That's what we do every Erev Shabbos. That's what we're working on. Mace be'erev Shabbos, simen yafelo. The reason we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos together, we're mace be'erev Shabbos. So chevra, find the time today. Turn your Friday into Erev Shabbos by lowering the noise, by slowing down the activity, by already this Erev Shabbos, mace be'erev Shabbos. Not, God forbid, to literally die on Erev Shabbos. What it means to kill the ego, to kill the ego, the self, that which gets in the way, that which has tension and conflict, that which escalates fighting, mace be'erev Shabbos, kill all of that, simen yafa. You want to have a good Shabbos? You want it to go into a beautiful Shabbos of happiness and harmony? Be mace be'erev Shabbos. Kill the ego on Erev Shabbos, and boy, what a beautiful Shabbos you're going to have. Should all be zoche to turn our Friday into a beautiful Erev Shabbos.
A hostage should come home, a soldier should be with the family. We should hear the story of Togo's Shabbos.